This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One of the longest-lasting, durable brands on the store shelves of America is Gerber.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
Its Michigan roots have been strong right from the beginning in the town of Fremont. We're joined now by Aileen Stocks of Gerber. Welcome to the program, Aileen.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about Dorothy and Dan Gerber and their baby daughter, Sally.
As you mentioned, it started with Dorothy and Dan Gerber. It was born out of her concern for her daughter, Sally. She had a progressive pediatrician at the time, and he recommended that she introduce strained foods to Sally. So like any good mother, she went about peeling, steaming, straining vegetables. And if you've ever tried that, it's fun maybe once.
Right.
But it's a lot of work. So, seeing that Dan had a canning company, she actually recommended to him that he produce the baby food. So in 1928, Dan Gerber produced the first commercially produced baby food.
I can only imagine the conversation where she's working away at the sink and he's making comments in the background, and she could have turned and said, all right, you do it.
And you know what? It's funny because one of the family members actually recounts the story that way, that she threw the strainer at him and said, if you could do it better, do it. And he did.
And even though Gerber was bought by Nestle in 2007, it has stayed true to its Michigan roots.
Absolutely. And we're really proud of our Michigan roots. So the Fremont plant is where, the first varieties were produced. It's the original home of Gerber, and we still produce there today.
I have to wonder, was Sally Gerber the inspiration for the iconic Gerber baby?
Actually, it all started with a photo contest. So they wanted a photo to represent the Gerber baby. So it actually is Ann Turner Cook. It's a drawing that was submitted as part of a contest. So the inspiration, obviously, absolutely, was Sally. Mm-hmm. But the actual face is a woman named Ann Turner Cook.
And it really is all from a West Michigan mother who was trying to do her best to follow her baby's pediatrician's advice.
Yes, absolutely.
Aileen Sparks of Gerber, thank you so much for talking with us. Great Michigan story.
Thank you.